we have come as far as having set up the environment for the story, eh? That is Pandharpur, and it has become famous. People go there for pilgrimage. As I told you all, the last sentence most probably is to wear out your souls when you go there and return and again return to the place for pilgrimage. You heard that? Well, let us digress now. Centuries have passed by and the place is still there, and past some decades there came a man wandering, you know, and he saw what's happening over there. And for first few times of his visit he didn't mention anything. Then he started exhorting the people who are there to worship their place. What they used to do at the time was that they used to sacrifice something, you know. They used to sacrifice doves and goats and chicken and rabbits and like that at the place, at the temple there. And there would be a regular stream of blood flowing. And so this young man would come there and he detested all these things. So he started exhorting them and begging of them to focus their attention on true worship, rather than trying to propitiate the Lord through all this sort of thing, this nonsense that they were doing. And that young man was this old man, now that you see in the picture, called Gadge Maharaj. So he would be there, time and again he would visit the place and exhort the people, and people who, naturally, who are so much entrenched in their tradition and all that, for them it was very difficult to get out of it. And on the contrary, they started being rude to this young man and said that, who are you to tell us like that? Why should you tell us like that? We know the way of worship. It has been established for many centuries now. And why do you try to bring us this something new and novel, as you say? And so there was friction. And then he became more vehement. And then he spent more time. And he made his headquarters over there and was there and got established there and was the one who used a whip, so to say, and tried to mend their form of worship. Since then, he has been revered as the saint of this country. He is known as Gadge Maharaj. There's a film of his life and all that sort of thing. So that is the background of this picture. You see the old man there. And this man, while exhorting them, when years passed by, he even started promising them. He would exhort them and, of course, humiliate the whole crowd of, you know, how it is, tens of thousands of people, sometimes hundreds of thousands on the fair days. Humiliate them. Humiliate in the sense that, is this the way that you worship the Lord? Does he want this? He wants your heart. If you want to sacrifice yourself there. Slaughter yourself there. He would go on very vehemently, he would do that. And then he would say that, is it befitting for you all to come over here and wear out your soles like this, these boot soles, or the soles of your feet like this, and to do what? To bang your head on the feet of the stone image? Worship in the way. I tell you, I give you a promise that there will come a day, if you were to listen to me, I am promising you, I am taking an oath before this Lord of yours, that I will bring the very Lord in flesh and blood before your eyes, and so forth and so on. He would be very vehement and all that. And he would do that. So years passed, decades passed by, and he would continue to work there. Time and again we would be hearing just a little hint thrown here and there by Baba, saying that, you know, when people profess themselves to be saints and masters, say Baba would say that, how I suffer for them. My suffering is threefold. You have no idea. I suffer spiritually, I suffer mentally, I suffer physically. Spiritual suffering is that I find myself bound in you all. In your ignorance, I find myself bound, because I am one with you all. That's my spiritual suffering. You don't realize that. My mental suffering is that those who love me, those who have been made aware by me and have understood what I say and yet go from threshold to threshold in search of spiritual masters and saints and yogis and all. That's my mental suffering. I suffer mentally, just as parents suffer for their children, you see, who go wayward, who, yeah, you know how they behave. So they suffer mentally, isn't it? So my suffering is mental because of my children going helter-skelter like that. And I suffer physically. You have witnessed my suffering physically, sirs. I have gone through accidents, how I am suffering. That's how. Triple suffering. I suffer mentally, physically and spiritually. So, but you have no idea of real saints, you would tell us. You would exhort us, Baba would exhort us. Saint like Gaudiya Maharaj, who knows me as I really am. And he has never come to us. We haven't gone to him. You see, Gaudiya Maharaj never came to us. So you would hear that. You know how he sees me as I really am. And the one who sees me as I really am is the true saint. Such things he would draw. And we have been hearing that, not every time, once in a while. And then you would say that he is one of my beloved children. I love him very much. So such repose sometimes would go to his ears also, what Baba has been saying about him. And because why, how would it go? Through my uncle. Because he was very fond of my uncle, this old man, here in Ahmednagar. They live here, my uncle, my mother lives, used to live here. So he would go there, he would get all the followers there, and his patent was a broom, you see, the mascot he would carry, you know. And wherever he would go, he would clean the place. All, suppose if he had about 50 people around him, or each one would, they knew that, well, he is very happy when people help him to sweep the place, keep the place clean, all the garbage is dumped at one place, put earth over it and all this. Wherever he would go, he would clean the place and make it appear very clean and tidy. That is his way of going from place to place. So you do that. So we have a huge compound over there. So you do that. So what happened is that he heard from my uncle. So my uncle respects him. Of course he loves Baba very much, my uncle. He was the one who brought the whole family to Baba. So he, while telling them in a jocular way, says, Maharaj, tumche, means, oh Maharaj, well, you are very fortunate, you know, Mahir Baba is saying this to us about you, but yeah, and so forth and so on. So he would just smile and just keep quiet. He wouldn't respond anything. But the response we heard after many years from him. So time and again, there were two or three occasions I still remember, while we were traveling in train, on must tours or any other tours, carriages. So once, what we saw was an old man, the same figure. We had seen the pictures of this man. So immediately we recognized, he leans out of the carriage, you know, holding the two bars, you know, entry bars. He leans out while the train is in motion, and he peeps in the next compartment through the window nearby, you see, and he gazes at Baba. Once, just a little look, a peep. Then he would just, Baba would look and smile. Only the smiles were exchanged. That's our contact, that's all. Decades passed by. We didn't know what he was doing or what he was saying or anything else. We didn't know anything about it. But one day he did come to this door. And he comes there, and again the same posture, he puts his hand on the post, and he tries to see, and then spots Baba there. And he looks at Baba, and Baba calls him inside, he comes inside. And then he implores, but he falls, Baba embraces him, and very tenderly, very lovingly. And then he gets the woes out of his system, so to say. He starts complaining. He says, how long do you wish me to continue like that? Why don't you put your hand on my head and, well, bring an end, happy end to all that? Bless me. I says, no. You have lot of time is there for you. You go back and continue the work that you are doing.
What work we didn't know? What work we have?
There's still time, Baba says. No, but my body is too tired, I cannot continue with the work. And I can't allow me. No, then he says, well, I have been hearing, this is the first time we have been hearing. Well, I have been hearing that you call me your beloved child. And is this the way when the child comes to the father, is this the way to be treated, rejected like this? This is when he said this openly to Baba. Then we came to know, then we tried to find out who told him. So then my uncle reported that it was here. So when my uncle would tell him, I forgot that, when my uncle would tease him like that, so he says, well, that he sees me as I really am, he's the real saint and all that. So my uncle would salute him for being that. We are so happy to have you here in the house and all that. So then he would tell my uncle and those who are there, he says, you know who I am compared to him? I am the little light that is burning, you know, the small lamps that we have, oil lamps, chimney. Have you seen those oil lamps, with a little wick?
Yeah.
I am that light, the light in that little lamp, compared to the sun, the blazing sun. He is that, and we are just tiny ones like that. How can there be any comparison? That's how he would tell my uncle. And so that would come to our ears like that. So then we told him about this, then uncle told me about this, that he would say this. See, that's how it was. So he comes now and comes and says, you call me your beloved child, and this is the way to reject me like that, when I ask you to bless me? So, Baba says, but I love you and all that, but still there's time, you have to go. You have to continue to do your work. Then he says, all right, do one thing. If there is still time for me to live, then allow me to live here at your doorpost. On the steps, I will sit here, keep a watch, guard the place. And I won't eat much as they eat. He's pointing to us, you see. And looking at me, of course. he said that all that I would need is a little pot of bread and a little vegetable on it. And that's my daily food. I beg for it. And yeah, I can eat it from your household, and I'll keep watch. Allow me to pass my days here. Now, Baba says, you have to go back. You have to continue the work. There's still time. And he feels so rejected, you know. And this is, all right, all that I can ask is now one last favor from you. And that's all. Grant if you wish to. Don't grant if you don't wish to. But I feel that you won't reject me again. He says, don't ask me anything like breaking my silence or anything. Again, I'll reject you. Don't ask me anything. You can ask anything except to break my silence. All this conversation is taking place on this, in this very spot, you see. So, he says, no, all that I ask you is, will you please come for one day to Pandharpur, means to this place. So he says, all right, granted, which day you want me to be there? So then he selected that day, which is where hundreds of thousands of people collect there. There is this particular festive occasion. So he says, granted, I'll come. From morning till evening, till night, for 24 hours I'll be at your disposal. One day means 24 hours. I'll be at your disposal, ask me to do whatever you like, I'll do it. But after that, then you will have to fulfill what I want. What do you want? He says, you know how I love my lepers. I would like to work with the lepers. I would like to be with them after that. He says, there is a colony of lepers. You get as many lepers as you want. The old man is telling Baba. Fine. Settle. So then he goes away, having fixed the time. And we are here, we continue. On that appointed day, we go with Baba to the place. And there we are at Pandharpur, the place of pilgrimage. And there is a crowd of people, you know. But because of his authority there, of course, all are separated and room is given. And Baba is conducted. He is made to sit right in front of the temple on a seat. There is the temple there and
in front of it, there, you see, is made to sit right outside. And then, of course, there is a lot of music there, reception. Receiving Baba right royally has been done amongst the group, amongst his own ones. And we are very happy to greet one another and this and that, and very fine. And then he conducts Baba to a big hall, because what happened, taking this opportunity, Baba's lovers heard this, that Baba has accepted this promise, and on that particular day Baba will be going. Being a place of pilgrimage, having the Lord in the midst of the pilgrimage is a wonderful occasion. Who would want to miss it? So people from Bombay, Nagpur, and